This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thanksgiving. One of the few true Americana holidays that we've got. Probably my favorite holiday. The 23rd day of November 2017. We've seen total demonization of the Italian Christopher Columbus. We've seen the total demonization of Thanksgiving. We've seen attempts to get rid of the holiday, to use it to cast aspersions on Western civilization and Western expansion that undoubtedly was a mess. And there were crimes on all sides. When I say all sides, it wasn't just the settlers, or it wasn't just the troops, or it wasn't just the empires, or it wasn't just all the different native tribes. It was all of those different countless changing factions that played into this long before white men colonized North America. The Vikings certainly visited it for 1,000 years before Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered it. That's now documented. But long before white men ever colonized it, all the native tribes did was run around and try to dominate and control each other and take over and kill the men, and then take the women and the children. The same stuff that was going on in Europe for 10,000 years, same stuff going on in Africa for 10,000 years, the same stuff going on everywhere in the world. Humans acted the same. And so we never see big pieces being done on the bad things that the Native Americans did, or you know, the way they behaved, because it's not part of the liberation theology. Starting in the 50s, the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment created liberation theology where they taught that Jesus would have, you know, fought back and was a revolutionary and hated capitalism and was a communist. And so they got the different populations that were Christian, poor, black, Hispanic, you name it, to become liberation theologists. And that was just one part of it. But to teach then the schools to everybody that America was bad, the founders were bad, this was an undermining of the nation state and our ethos, where we came from, so that people of color particularly wouldn't have a idea in their head that they had a right to the American birthright, or that they'd been part, critical parts of this great saga. No. It's all just, you were good, but you were exploited, and the whites were bad. When it was way more complex, with whites that were indentured servants, and bounties, and people basically as slaves, and company stores, and sharecroppers. But they just continue to play on the incredible ignorance of the public. The last few weeks, CNN claims they've broken the news that there's slave auctions in Libya. Broken the news? In 7 different Muslim countries, they sell women on top slave blocks, you know, up on a stage. And it's all known. It's Muslims doing it. But all these reports from CNN breaking, you know, this supposed news that we've been talking about forever and others have been documenting, it's about, oh, the poor migrants, the poor babies, the poor migrants. These are people in Africa that are being kidnapped and grabbed and sold into slavery by Muslims, but somehow they turn it into, quote, Muslims by using the term migrant. That's the new definition of Muslims, is a migrant, never a Muslim invader. So they take Muslims, enslaving people, and then turn it into the catch-all word of poor little Muslims, which is migrant. So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to be covering that a lot more here during the transmission. But I'm proud of Thanksgiving, and I give thanks to you, the audience. Thanks to God. Thanks to my family. Thanks to the great crew. And I just want to thank you all for what you've done. We have extended the specials from earlier in the week, as we plan to do. But we have new specials that are added each day. And X2 is 50% off. Super high quality. Just absolutely needed. Iodine, and then we also have Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, 25% off right now. So take advantage of that. 50% off Brain Force, 25% off other water filtration systems, 60+% off on Silver Bullet, Knockout 50% off, A bunch of stuff is there. Biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, I want to thank you all for what you've done. I want to thank you all for your victory, breaking your conditioning against the globalist. I want to encourage you all to keep supporting the broadcast by purchasing high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, which is a win-win for everybody because they're high quality and it helps fund the site. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Black just set me on fire. I wanted to kick into that again when I talked about the type of person Trump is and how he's a fighter and how he went to Scotland for 6 months, about a year before he decided to run or before he announced it, and he made the decision not to do it for his family. And then he felt so guilty that he basically envisioned the whole thing, winning, how they'd make fun of him, what they'd do, what would unfold. And I was told this by Roger Stone, who talked to Trump about it at length, was the head of his campaign at first. And then later in Politico, there was this whole article about how Trump did it. And it had some of the same stuff from Bannon and others about what Trump, did. And he's very fatalistic. That's why he'll walk without the Secret Service, and he just says, I don't care. Stand down. And he doesn't want to die, but if somebody kills him, then he knows he will win even bigger. He's something else, folks. I mean, Trump's the real warrior, the real deal. And I'll tell you, I know the other behind-the-scenes stuff. He's not a racist. In fact, it's the opposite. And I'm not going to be patronizing about it and say Donald Trump really likes black people, but he does. Because he likes people that are optimistic, energy, strong. He loves everybody. Unless you're trying to dominate him, then he wants to dominate you. And who he wants to dominate is the bullies. He wants to set America loose, folks. And he got screwed over. His dad came from nowhere. Their family had to fight in New York in the middle of that with a mob and everything to be builders, and they won. You don't think they didn't do some stuff behind the scenes to let folks know to leave them alone? I mean, the Trumps are fighters, folks, and the globalists are scared of him. It's real. Does it mean he's not co-opting them? Does it mean he doesn't do everything perfect? He's getting the best done he can, and that's why they're so scared. And I'm not going to go over all the accomplishments, but you just set me on fire there. Spend a few minutes about this conference, hearing Bannon speak, who this woman was you saw speak, talking about what other countries are like. Because let me tell you, you go to some other countries, folks, especially third world countries or other stuff, I mean, you learn real quick what authoritarianism is, what bondage is, what people giving up is. And then you understand, now I see why the globalists bash America so much, because it's got ideas that ever implemented bring down their global system. Doesn't mean we don't have sins. Doesn't mean we don't have big problems. The difference is we've had these experiences together, and we've got an idea that Martin Luther King talked about that is the American dream, that we ever really realize it, is unlimited. Just 10% getting realized, man, it's the richest country in the world.
We had half the world's wealth until about a decade ago. And it's because we were creating the wealth. So get back into this conference, who you heard speak. Give us the details, Candace, Red Pill Black.
It's not over yet. I can just tell you that this is the most amazing thing, and I step over the sentiment and the emotions of what I'm feeling right now, having just had these conversations. So to take it from the top, I mean, we get in last night, and the first person that I have a long conversation with is Ann Coulter. And I'm just telling her, like, you're amazing. I have read all of your stuff. I came from the left. Now I'm on the right, and I'm telling her I'm getting attacked. And she just instills that confidence, you know, face to face. She says, you know what you do? You punch back and you keep going. And you keep doing what you do. You punch back and you keep going. And that has been the mentality and the theme of this counter-resistance, which is, it's David Horowitz's event. He does it once a year. And he really pulls everybody that is on the front lines, everyone that is getting killed by the press, killed by people in the community that are lying about them, sneering about, you know, sneering them when they're just trying to do the right patriotic thing to do for this country. Katie Hopkins, if you don't know her, she's a British reporter. She's huge, absolutely massive. She writes for the Daily Mail. She's
yes.
the one that writes all those pieces. And her speech, I mean, I almost brought tears to my eyes. I mean, everyone was on their feet, just a round of an applause, standing ovation for her. She was so funny and so quirky in the way that, you know, only the Brits can do. Milo's going to be speaking. Anne's going to be speaking. Gavin McInnes up there. I mean, I don't think I've laughed harder. He's like, he could be a stand-up comedian. And he's just talking about.
Well, he used to be a stand-up comedian. He got banned. He got blacklisted because he became a libertarian.
Yeah. Well, and he's just telling the story about how he's at the deplorable ball and he just punched somebody back. And that sort of is symbolic of what it is that we're talking about. It is.
And they can't stand the fact that we're finally punching back.
Yeah, they don't know what to do. And he says that. He says the person made a face and they just couldn't believe it, Alex. They couldn't believe that they were getting punched back, you know, because they had just been the bullies and they had been punching us and they've been saying, this is what you are. They tell me you're a coon, you're an Uncle Tom, you're a doctor, you're this and you're that. And I'm saying, I'm not going to take it sitting down, okay? We are the counter resistance. We are here. And Steve Bannon, when he talked about Trump and his fighting spirit and how he met him, and everyone here is telling their experiences, there's a double amputee who is, the congressman in Florida. You know, he fought for this country, lost his legs, and now he's a congressman. And he is talking to us, telling us about how patriotic he is and how he wants to help this country. And meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick is on the cover for GQ, okay? He's on the cover for an outstanding...
And it looks so stupid when you see the covers with Colbert and all of them propped up. It's embarrassing. I wouldn't be on the cover of GQ if they asked me now. I wouldn't make a peace prize now. It's all...
Right.
They don't get what jokes they are.
It's such a joke. But when you look at this guy who's got two prosthetic legs and he is still fighting for this country as a congressman, and you feel the energy in that room when he spoke.
Okay, and by the way, he's the same congressman that went in when they wouldn't put up even 3-4 months in Trump's picture at the VA in Florida, remember?
Right. Yes. Yeah. He is just, this man, okay, is amazing. Okay. And I cannot emphasize enough how amazing this man is and how he can move the room and his experience, his fighting spirit. It is that fighting spirit. That is what David Horowitz was able to curate with this weekend. If you are a fighter, if they are trying to silence you, you are here this weekend and he wants you to inspire one another. And that's why.
And that's what I need the audience to know. I know they're not doing it, but you can't go to sleep. And I know you're not meant to fight politics every year, every month. But this is the big global turning.
This is
every
fight.
Bit
this
of energy we put in now goes on for thousands of years.
This is a fight. There's no other fight. This is a fight that everyone needs to be in. Do whatever you do, whatever your talent is. If it's videos, if it's talking, if it's blogging, if it's writing,
praying.
Be a part of this because we are making history right now, Alex.
And I can't underestimate the power of prayer as well.
Right. It's just, we need everything, and I say that all the time, it's not just me making videos, people that support me, you know, I couldn't do without them writing to me and saying, you don't believe this, keep going, so it's...
Well, absolutely, and the things they made up about you won't even... The things they made up about you were all total bull, but again, exactly, just say it's bull, move on, just keep getting
and keep fighting, punch back and keep going. That is what Ann Coulter said to me, that is what Katie Hopkins said to me, and I said, God bless you, woman, because they've been doing it for years and years and years, and I looked at myself and I said, what's my excuse? What am I upset about, you know? This is one of many sneers that are going to come, they're going to try to shut me up, and you know what my job is? To punch back and keep going and to wake up the black community because this is a war, okay? This is an information war. And what side of it you fall on is going to be how you represent yourself historically because we are making history right now.
I was about to say, a lot of folks have come now, and we're starting to have big victories, but this is the peak of the battle we're going into. So this is the hardest time, but also the best time to be getting involved. And every call to C-SPAN, everybody that wears a T-shirt in public, everybody that, you know, is loving their children, everybody that prays to God, everybody that supports a broadcast like this or shares a link, all of it together is a giant mountain of energy every day. Many hands make light work, folks. So again, when I tell you thank you, InfoWars, the president's told me this. It's been said all over the news. They know it. Trump wouldn't be president if it wasn't for InfoWars, if it wasn't for you, the audience. We were the key heart cadre in support and in information warfare and in breaking stories. We were identified by Podesta, Hillary, and everybody as the stories that sunk them. Now, again, after those stories that sunk them, they're coming after me for now. Yeah, but that's how time space works. It doesn't matter. I've already won that battle. The larger war is here, but I've now got to deal with missiles they fired back at the time that happened. But we're here. It's all happening. And I want you to know this is history. Candace Owens, Red Pill Black. I want to talk to you again whenever you want to come on. You're wonderful. You're amazing. And I'll say it. You got a beautiful soul. We really appreciate it. That's why the enemy fears you. We'll talk to you soon. And please come on and give us a report about the rest of the event.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you guys so much. I so appreciate you guys that watch InfoWars. You're amazing.
We appreciate you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Weaver just got back from the Clinton event, Hillary Clinton event, and she said she's getting stalked, getting followed, and they've broken into her phone. So I'm going to have to find out more from her during the next break. So I'm just, that's going on right before I got on air 30 seconds ago, 45 seconds ago. So all hell's breaking loose basically here in the war room. That's why I call the Owen Schroyer show the war room. I mean, that's what this is. It's like we had the Al Franken news day and a half before, but I wasn't afraid to put it out. I was just like, okay, but I got to wait, and I can't say who the woman is. I'm not going to cover it. And see, most people would like want that big breaking story. I just want to be credible and actually help things and make things better. But you can see how we tweeted out just to have it on record before it came out that we had the news. Because that's why they constantly, you know, say, oh, we're fake news, because they know, folks. We make mistakes, but we're not trying to make mistakes. We are beating ourselves up to tell the truth. And not because we're Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, man. We want to have integrity. My ancestors had integrity. I remember being a teenager. You're kind of naturally nasty when you're a teenager. I think of my dad and his dad and my mother's dad and my mother's brother were just Mr. America, Goody Two Shoes, and it wasn't an act. It wasn't, it was like they were enslaved to being good men. I'm not as good as they are. I'll be honest with you. I have a dark side. I don't let it run me, but I can see into the enemy more because I see how they see us. So that's how God works. I'm more twisted. And so I understand what the enemy's up to. But back when I was darker, I was never given over to evil, but when I was darker, I thought they were weak because they were good men. People that are into evil, they think they're so strong because they're not good people. They think they're strong because they only care about themselves. The truth is they're weak. They're weak. You see, the fact that I have a weak side, I can understand these people. And my good side's big. That's the difference, though. That I've got all these Hillary clips I want to play. Now I'll get into their latest secret meeting. Now, this is very, very important. You know, I've got so many of these. Let's just go ahead and start with the first one. And it's self-explanatory. Corporate media is now behaving like questioning the Clintons is some war crime. And that, you know, Trump wants a dictatorship, even though the Clintons tried to get dictatorships, Obama tried to put it in, that they're the ones that want to censor the press, they're the ones that want to open our borders up and sign us over to the TPP and dictatorial systems, and then now they're setting it up where Trump's the bad guy, and anybody that criticizes, you know, the Clintons wants a dictatorship. Oh, because what, you're still in the government? So we want you out of government? That's a dictatorship? Because that's how they see it. It's their camp, still in power, and they're holding back the great Trump evil. Here it is.
This appears to be the politicization of the Justice Department and our justice system. This Uranium One story has been debunked countless times by members of the press, by independent experts. It is nothing but a false charge that...
Good pause. Look at this reporter. He looks just like the BuzzFeed reporters, like a woman that cut their hair short. And I'm not being mean, but they're all like little skinny zombies you've never heard of, because that's who slime bags like Hillary want to be around. They don't want to have real men around them. In fact, they've had mainstream news articles saying, and psychiatrists have pointed out, that Hillary always wants really ugly people around her because she's ugly too. See, that's why misery loves company. But, oh, uranium one, it's been debunked. Even the New York Times admits it's smoking gun. You guys have been caught red-handed, but you say it's been debunked. Oh, and you never had a secret server either. You told our reporters that. Oh, I never had a server. None of it was hacked. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Here, let's continue.
Members of the press, by independent experts, it is nothing but a false charge that the Trump administration is trying to drum up in order to avoid attention being directed at them. I mean, even Trey Gowdy, somebody who's hardly a fan of mine, said that there doesn't seem to be the basis for a special counsel. Of course, there isn't. But if I try to take myself out of it, which, is kind of hard because it's personally offensive that they would do this, but taking myself out of it, this is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law.
What?
As Secretary of State, I went around the world bragging about America's rule of law, that we were a nation of laws.
Oh, okay, what has Trump done?
And, the justice system was blind, and obviously...
I cut her off. She doesn't say anything. I can't listen to it. Here's what Trey Gowdy really said. Here's the clip she's talking about.
On the issue of special counsel, I did not sign. Jim Jordan's a great friend. I have tremendous respect for him. I did not sign the letter because I don't think the threshold has been met for the appointment of special counsel. And I think this is a really important point. You can investigate something without special counsel. In fact, 99.9% of all investigations in this country are done by the women and men at the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's offices, and none of them is called special counsel. So there's a threshold that has to be met. And I don't think it has been met. So to say we're not going to appoint special counsel is not to say we're not going to look into something.
You're saying the threshold has not been met.
Yeah.
At what point is it met? What do you need to get there?
A conflict of interest.
If you do get there.
A conflict of interest where the Department of Justice and all 94 U.S. attorneys' offices are ill-suited and the public would not have confidence in an investigation that they ran. I mean, look at Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel. Some of your viewers don't have confidence in him. So the appointment of special counsel does not talismanically make people all of a sudden have confidence.
I was about to say, it was done because people didn't have confidence and it was done politically. So why do we create another political thing? That's what's really being said here. But we're getting lost here in the weeds, folks. They're all super guilty. The fact that he's saying it doesn't reach the level of special counsel, that means there's not public confidence. Well, I think there isn't public confidence in the Justice Department right now. Actually, Gowdy, I disagree with Gowdy on that. But here's Morning Joe saying Uranium One is dumb conspiracy theory. Oh, you didn't give the uranium? There wasn't a criminal investigation? Mueller didn't order its end? You're full of baloney. Here it is.
We had an attorney general that stepped up and did not look like he was not going to allow, our president, our Republicans in Congress, turn this Justice Department into some device for a tyrannical autocrat in the making. If he listened to Donald Trump, would shatter constitutional norms and would be chilling.
President Trump and his allies have been hammering the Clinton State Department for months, calling the Uranium One deal, quote, Watergate modern age. It's also been covered virtually wall-to-wall on Fox News.
Sam Stein, Shep, actually just...
It's incredible.
Shep undercut this entire conspiracy theory. And it is a dumb conspiracy theory. Because, again... You had all these agencies that had to sign off on it. This wasn't Hillary Clinton saying, give me money and I'm going to take care of this.
Yeah, there was nine
agencies she controlled. Criminal investigations they ordered killed. Gosh almighty. I mean, uranium deals, secret deals, transfer deals. And then you're talking about Donald Trump Jr. trying to meet to find corruption on Hillary. That's Russian collusion. But uranium transfers aren't. And then buying off politicians. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared.
And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private label as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Millie Weaver just came in here. They just got back from Hillary Clinton's visit to Austin, Texas. We got other reporters going to her Dallas event. Sure they know that. Her stupid book tour of her failure of a book. What happened? You happened, lady. People woke up to you. Millie just came in and told me the footage they got. Now, it was Millie 1 week before in Cleveland, Ohio, 1 week before September 11th, when Hillary fell down like one of the towers and fell on her face. The media tried to cover it up, but we had the footage. They would just show her stumble and say that was it, not the rest of her falling over and being thrown on the side of the black ambulance like a side of beef, as the Secret Service said. Millie and Gavin were following her around, and they got her in the emergency tent for an hour, and the emergency stretchers. We have those articles. In fact, here's some of the footage of Hillary falling down. They were at the event, and they got Hillary having to be lifted out of the ambulance again. They had to pull her up, and they had to physically set her up and pull her out. And you see him holding on to her and helping her upstairs, all that other footage. It's like the weekend with Bernie's when she has these seizures from the brain tumor. And again, we're not supposed to know that information. You know, there's federal laws on medical records. So I just had a CIA source say that that should be looked into. The point is that they have footage of her having to be pulled out of the vehicle, not being able to get up. And they have them calling the Dallas police, or Austin police, Dallas is next, on Millie. And then the Dallas police tell their goons, leave her alone. She's allowed to be out here on the sidewalk. So good for the Austin cops. I don't know if the Dallas cops will be so good because she's about to be there next. So this is just incredible. Now I want to go ahead and go to this next clip. She's going to be coming on either next segment or fourth hour with myself and Mike Cernovich. But we're going to have Millie Weaver, our intrepid reporter, her and Gavin, just when it comes to devastating victories every time they go out. I mean, they've got powerful gods. And I don't mean that in a paganistic way. That's a quote from the show Rome on HBO. This is actually a real quote from Julius Caesar. He'd talk about people that kept having good success, good luck. They'd say, these men have powerful gods. And you know, the fact that good luck, God's on their side, the forces with them, they just, every time they go out, it's just fantastical what they get. So very, very awesome to have them on the team. They just continually get really powerful stuff. So, again, this is just them trying to block. So you can't see, but you know, they've got the footage. They're blowing it up right now where they're picking her up and getting her up, which is what the Secret Service told us 1 month before she collapsed on September 11th last year. 1 month before, they told us that, listen, we don't know what's wrong with her. You're the one that has guessed on about her brain tumor. All we know is she's having convulsions every 45 minutes or so. She's got a black ambulance. It's got lift gates on it on the back and the front. They've got clinic things set up. She's having these convulsions all the time. And that's all we're going to tell you. So just tell everybody, follow her around, you'll get it. Well, we got her in the emergency tent the week before in Cleveland. This Dutch video guy, he was a fan. He just got back there and caught it. So the Secret Service was right. We were proven right again from our sources. It happened. Just like we told you, the reported main shooter in the Vegas thing, Paddock, had gone to the Middle East with his girlfriend and had a visitor and was there days earlier and had Islamic paraphernalia and Antifa. That all came out later, except for the Antifa part. Because, I mean, we got that directly from, and people said, well, wait, I thought the FBI is corrupt, but then you're saying the hostage rescue team, they're not all corrupt. A fish rots from the head. Crap rolls downhill. I mean, you're in there and you see all this Islamic stuff and you know where Paddock's been. You've got his M.O. You want to tell people you don't want to see gun owners being blamed. Because the guys that actually do the shooting in the FBI, they're former military or current military or patriots. They don't like the politicos always getting away with murder. I haven't even hit on the news. I mean, it's usually such big topics that I literally sit here with like 200 articles probably. I bet if I count all these articles up, I bet there's 200. Conservatively. I mean, just this stack's like 15. So 15, 15, you know, 45, 65, 70. Oh, yeah, it's well over. It's maybe 120. A little bit light today. Sometimes I have 200, 300. I don't know. This is a big stack. That's like 30 articles. The point is that I don't have all the answers. We've got social engineers. They admit they're doing this to us. They only operate in the dark. They operate with our tax money. They operate with corporate jurisdiction offshore that are above the law. They got thousands of labs, human animal chimeras. God, hell, that's 35 years old. Who knows what they've got now? All I know is all they talk about in public reports is how they want to get rid of the majority of the public, how we're a bunch of weevils eating up their planet. And I'm like, listen, buddy, I'm going to tell people about this. And it's not because I'm some hero. They're trying to make me take vaccines and my kids. And I know they're jacking with them. It's called self-preservation. When I see somebody else in a car wreck get out with their face smashed, bleeding, I have empathy because I know what that feels like. I know it could be my kids in that wreck. The fact that I got nerve endings doesn't mean I'm a wimp. It's the opposite. I've got feelings because that's how you get through the world, is having feelings, being connected. The globalists work to not have feelings, and they become psychopaths or sociopaths, and it's a joke. And I'm tired of these people. I don't like them. They don't produce wealth. They don't produce longevity. They don't produce anything but baloney, like North Korea. And you know what I'm going to do? One way or another, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek or the hair doesn't lift the admiral, I am going to shoot a special video about Trump's speech in South Korea. Because if I just air it, it's 30 minutes long. It's powerful. But if I show images and documents and clips and make it like 45 minutes an hour long, where he builds up South Korea and shows how they're like one of the most successful countries in the world, per capita for the average person, the biggest middle class, I mean, it's just amazing. They have the highest rate of autism, though, because they're very dutiful. They take all their vaccines. They do whatever America says. Well, that means the corrupt interests that are in America. I don't mean America's perfect or great or the best or the worst. We're amazing, but we're not one thing. We're amazingly good. We're amazingly bad. We're looking forward. We're looking backward. We're looking all around. But freedom comes with that. A lot of choices, a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of in between. But he just lays out how they are compared to the North, how it's two different universes completely, and how authoritarianism versus independence and the individual is two different universes, and how the secrets of the universe must be unlocked by the individual mind and the individual inventor from the lowliest to the highest, and that's what's going to empower us into the future. It is an incredible speech. And it documents the difference between free market and communism, authoritarianism, and libertarianism. Just briefly, if you don't buy the products we've got at InfoWars Store, the probiotics, the digestive enzymes, carnivore, it's so amazing what it does for you, getting all the nutrients, breaking stuff down. So you take all the vitamins and minerals you want, so if you don't have the digestive enzymes, you don't actually get it out of there. Carnivore is a new product at InfoWarsLife.com. Goes along with our two new FloraLife daily dietary support, and we also have the advanced digestive support. Got a bunch of great products, digestive enzyme, carnivore, the 15 billion everyday maintenance, 15 billion live probiotic from FloraLife, and then FloraLife Advanced Restoration, 50 billion live probiotics. It's all there. Free shipping us to the weekend. Got a lot of new specials. The old specials had to end. We have new specials that are about to end on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, on Caveman, and more. Now, 50% off with free shipping. Some of those are a loss leader at that price. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So CNN goes on to say investigating the Clintons is what happens in an authoritarian country. And the Morning Joe goes on to say what Joseph Stalin would do. Actually, what you're doing, trying to attack free press, trying to raise taxes on poor people, all the rest of that, that's what Joe Stalin would actually do. So let's go ahead and play a few more of these clips ahead of Millie Weaver. We're going to go into the fourth hour with Mike Cernovich, who's doing a great job co-hosting that with us, with Hillary here in Austin and where she was and what happened to her, having to be picked up and propped up and brought in. New footage of this, them trying to have the cops go after her. Our reporters, the cops said, no, you leave them alone. So a lot of good things happening there. People know who the enemy is. Don't worry. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. CNN investigating Clinton is what happens in an authoritarian country. Now, we've got some technical problems here. Let's stop it. No big deal to have that occasionally happen. You guys want to try to reload it or just say it's not there? I'm cool either way. This happens on live TV. So that clip's not working. I've been wanting to play that one. That's a really good one. Let's re-download that one. Let's go ahead and go to the next one, dealing with the Joe Stalin stuff. So here's that clip.
First of all, we're going to get
horrific this is. What a horrific precedent this would set if Donald Trump
goes after his political opponent. This way uses the Justice Department, pressures the Justice Department, pressures the Attorney General to do this. This is what happens. This is what Joseph Stalin would do. This is what tyrants have done for years, is sick their people on political opponents. But just the underlying charge, the claim here that somehow the Clintons benefited from this deal going through, it's an absence of malice moment where, you know, Paul Newman leans back in his chair and says, prove it. They're not going to prove anything here. There's no smoking gun here. There's no nothing here that's going to prove that the Clintons somehow got money. I mean, it might look bad, but putting a special prosecutor out there is going to uncover
nothing
and set a horrific precedent. You know, Mika, there have been times in this troubled presidency that people have stood up and actually put the constitutional republic first. You saw that with Jeff Sessions recusing himself because it was the right thing to do. You saw that with Rod Rosenstein recusing himself and appointing Bob Mueller because that was the right thing to do. And in doing that,
regardless of
everything else these guys have done or will do, those were shining moments where they put the country and the Constitution first. Now it's game on in the Justice Department, and it's time.
What about that dead intern in your office?
Justice Department to do the same thing, stand up for the rule of law, stand up for the Constitution of the United States.
Oh, which you're always trying to destroy?
Constitutional norms. And
by the way, look at Joe Scarborough. You know, I don't believe he's really an alien from Mars, but in Mars Attack, the girl has the beehive haircut because she's really an alien. I mean, is he really an alien, Gray? Let's put him back on screen. I'm being sarcastic. He's going to say, Jones believes Scarborough is an alien. Just what a bozo the clown. And then you've got Mika Brzezinski and her war criminal father, you know, sitting there. And it's like, it may look bad they got money from the Russians and gave them all the uranium, but they got the government to say it was legal under Obama, so it's okay. And then they have the FBI kill an investigation. He just sits up there bumbling. This is what you get when a dead intern's found in your place. And then forever after, you're just this creature. Look how pathetic they all look. I mean, almost no one even watches these shows. And now he's going with this David Brock look, where he has this big bozo hair. I am from Mars. I am here. Planet is ours. And we're just supposed to bow down to this guy. I'm so sick of him. Pathetic. Oh, look at this little sniblet of news. Pelosi Soros headline. Anti-Trump dark money conference. That's up on NewsWars.com. The Democracy Alliance. Yeah, well, they're not funding the Arab Spring or overthrowing the Iranian government trying to cause a race war. A dark money organization of prominent far-left donors that have all pledged to funnel money to approve left-wing groups to resist President Trump, close quote, traveled to California's La Cosa Resort Wednesday to attend their three-day fall summit with Pelosi, Soros, each set to give speeches. That's the News Wars headline on it. But notice, 7 of the 10 richest members of Congress are Democrats. Yeah, I've seen the statistics. The Democrats have 5 times the wealth of the Republicans in Congress. Just like all the top globalists, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Ted Turner, just all of them are Democrats. Because they're globalists. They want to wreck everything, take over, flood us with cheap labor, tax exempt, but they want to raise taxes all day so there's more middle class money because they get bailouts and stuff. Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of the 2008 bailout, $487 billion that his company and he got. He got something like 50. He put the McClatchy headline. It'll say on the subject. He got 50 plus billion himself in one day. I'd buy that for a dollar. Boy, I'm glad he's a liberal. Hey, I get all your tax money and fund third world slave factories, but as long as I say I'm liberal, look, he always poses as he owns Dairy Queen with an ice cream cone. So, there you go. You tell the average leftist, you know, the really rich people are for globalism and are leftists because they don't want you to have any money or any future. Oh, shut up, you KKK member. I heard Tom Brokaw say you were a Nazi. Really, did Tom Brokaw show a clip of that? No, because Tom Brokaw is a joke. He looks just like George W. Bush now. He's like, Tom Brokaw here. Hey, I got a word, racist. He a racist. Right here over here. Like, oh, not Tom Brokaw. Dun, dun, dun. It's kind of like in Gladiator. He's already beaten all the other gladiators, so they bring a guy out of retirement from Gaul, and he's like, you know, dun, 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 and they got like six tigers after him, and this guy, they still can't beat him. So, like, out of the gladiatorial deal comes Tom Brokaw. And they had the other one come out of retirement, Ted Koppel. It's like, if you grow up watching these guys, like, they're like crypt keepers. Yeah, I'm here to defeat you. It's like, oh my gosh, if he calls me a blue-blooded baboon, it must be true. Tom Brokaw just called me a Chinese jet pilot that dropped out of a baboon's butt. Look at the smugness of him. He's got that same narcissistic mental patient look that George W. Bush has. He's like, I'm successful. I'm somebody. They did get the clip, Intrepid Crew. Here's a clip of them saying, CNN investigating Clinton is what happens in authoritarian countries. They're investigating Trump, made up crap, shut down the press, arrest Alex Jones. But when we say investigate them, oh, that's authoritarianism. Here it is.
But you have to also do it in context. Back November 22nd.
That's Cuomo. Remember, we're allowed to read WikiLeaks. He said, you're not. And if you do, we'll arrest you. Sorry, let me get back to Cuomo. He also said, let your daughter shower with men and let them see their genitals, or you're sexist. You're against trannies. He said that. So back to the guy that thinks that full-grown men should shower with your 12-year-old daughter. Here he is.
You have to also do it in context. Back November 22nd, after the election, the president was asked about this. So you're going to go after the Clintons because you kept saying you were going to do it all during the election. Here's what he said.
Then what is that?
Well, when it goes up, I'll read it. So, look, I want to move forward. I don't want to move back. And I don't want to hurt the Clintons. I really don't. She went through a lot and suffered greatly in many different ways. And I'm not looking to hurt them at all.
Yeah, that's him trying to be gracious.
So that's where this started. Now,
by the way, pause. I told him days before that they're going to play possum and come at your neck, sir. And I told him that about 10 more times. And now the president does listen to what I say even more because every bit of it came true. Sorry, let's go back to Cuomo.
Well, because of what's been going on with him, Jeffrey Toobin, do we see a very different posture now being motivated by the U.S. Department of Justice?
You know, I don't want to be Chicken Little, but you know what? This is what happens in authoritarian countries like Turkey and Russia, that when a party takes power, they start criminally investigating their opponents. I mean, that's what this is.
That's what you've been doing to Trump.
What hasn't happened, as you just pointed out, Chris, but, you know, we're talking about the Clinton Foundation back in the 90s. And
this is the 90s. It's ongoing now. They just robbed Haiti of all the money. Again, they've just done it. They've started it. They've done it. And then it turns around on them, and they're just totally freaking out, going, this is authoritarian. Stop it. Fourth hour coming up with the new Clinton footage. Hillary having to be helped up. She can't even set up. Exclusive footage. Hour number four is huge. Stay with us. Spread the live links, everybody.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.